This is Weekly Outlook for October 17, 2011. With the USDA's October crop production report, corn and soybean supply forecasts for the current marketing year are likely close to the final estimates. Prices will now be influenced primarily by the rate of consumption and expectations about consumption during the remainder of the year. For corn, the current supply forecast of 13.6 billion bushels is 600 million bushels smaller than last year's supply and the smallest supply in 5 years. Consumption will be limited to about 12.9 billion bushels, 120 million less than consumed last year. The USDA currently forecasts consumption at 12.7 billion, 340 million less than last year. Exports are expected to be 235 million bushels smaller. Feed use is expected to decline by 100 million bushels. Ethanol and byproduct use is expected to decline by 20 million. And other food and industrial uses are expected to increase by 15 million bushels. At 1.6 billion bushels, U.S. corn exports are expected to be at the lowest level in 9 years due to increased competition from larger corn and wheat exports from other origins. To reach the USDA forecast, exports need to average about 31 million bushels per week. Through the first 5 weeks of the year, export inspections averaged only 28 million bushels. New export sales, however, have been relatively large. Those sales averaged 50 million bushels per week for the 2 weeks ended October 6. Ethanol production during the first 5.5 weeks of the marketing year was about 1% larger than during the same period last year, suggesting that corn consumption for ethanol and byproduct production is progressing at about the same pace as last year. Current ethanol production margins are large, and ethanol consumption is supported by favorable blending margins and strong exports. Ethanol production is expected to remain above the pace of a year ago through the first quarter of the marketing year. There is some uncertainty about production in 2012 as the blender's tax credit expires. Feed use of corn remains under a cloud of uncertainty due to the extremely low level of consumption implied for the 2010 marketing year. The placement of broiler type chicks was 8% below the level of a year ago for the 2 weeks ended October 8th. Cattle on feed numbers are expected to fall below the level of the previous year beginning in early 2012. The continuation of record high hog prices, however, should result in stable hog numbers for an extended period. The pace of feed consumption will not be revealed until the December grain stocks report is released in the second week of January. The supply of U.S. soybeans for the current marketing year is estimated at 3.25 billion bushels, 200 million smaller than last year's supply. Consumption will be limited to about 3.13 billion bushels, or 150 million less than consumed last year. Most all of that reduction is expected to be in the export market, reflecting increased competition from South American soybeans. The Census Bureau has discontinued the monthly report of soybean crush, so estimates will be based on monthly reports from the National Oilseed Processors Association. That report for September indicated a 12% year-over-year decline in the domestic crush. The pace will obviously have to accelerate in order to reach the USDA projection. The pace of U.S. soybean exports and export sales are running well below the torrid pace of a year ago. China bought and imported large quantities of U.S. soybeans early in the marketing year last year. Shipments plus outstanding sales are currently about 25% behind the level of a year ago, but the gap is expected to narrow over the next several weeks. Expectations about the strength of demand and the rate of corn and soybean consumption hinge on a combination of South American crop prospects and global economic conditions. Again, those factors will unfold over the next few months. After the wide swings of the last 3 months, a much narrower trading range is expected for both corn and soybean prices into the winter months.